Hey guys, it's Nyaneko. I just finished recording the podcast about high school relationships, and I thought I would elaborate on that and maybe backlog this one and release it when there would be a day that I wouldn't be able to record. So, yeah. Story time with Nyaneko. High school edition, right? Because in high school I had a few quote-unquote relationships, and not that any of them were really serious, but I thought I'd just remember and cringe, and hopefully you can cringe along with me. Disclaimer, I didn't do much in relationships in terms of, like, being physical or whatever, but just remembering how I felt at that time, I think might help with writing scripts or role plays or things like that. And I hope this helps you too. I'll probably separate this into the different relationships, which sounds kind of bad, but considering that a long-term relationship in high school was 4 months. Yeah. So, yeah. The first relationship that I had, I was 14, and the way our high school cliques were organized, there's a lot of little ones, and I was very, very quiet in school and probably oblivious to all the drama that was happening. I was always the last to find out about stuff, and even then I could care less about the drama. the clique that I was part of was 8 girls or so. It just kind of happened that way, and they were pretty judgmental about people, but I just kind of stayed out of it. But the first guy I dated, he was part of a clique of guys that would game, and he was really into Initial D, the anime, and not really a guy that my friends thought were attractive, if that makes sense. 'Cause I mean, like, he was pretty quiet too, and we would talk a lot online. And it's just like, I don't even know what we talked about at that point. But, I can't even remember who asked who out first. It just kind of happened. And yeah, sorry, I'm just trying to remember. At the time, one of the friends in the group, me and her started dating around the same time, and right before she started dating, right before both of us started dating our respective boyfriends, her soon-to-be boyfriend and I kind of hit it off as well in just talking a little bit, but then they started going out, and I started going out with this guy too. No, that didn't sound right. I should name them, but both of the guys' names start with the same letter. Uh... Yeah, I'm not gonna name them. So basically, like, she was also the friend that got mad at me when I was. Yeah, this is gonna be a really long one because it's super complicated. So, okay, first relationship. Started going out with this guy who's really quiet and gamer and just awkward and like at age 14, not the most mature, which is why we broke up. But the beginning stages of that relationship between me and him, pretty sure it was his relationship, first relationship as well, and holding hands was a big deal. Just like small touches were such a big deal, like blushing and heart beating and just all that stuff, you know? Like flushed and embarrassed, and but you have that like mutual interest for each other, and just the newness of touching another person's hand. Yeah, and we would like, I would hang out with him and his group at lunch, and my friends got mad at me because I didn't have lunch with them or whatever. And we would spend time after school together, play basketball with him and his friends, and yeah, we didn't have a lot of alone time. I never went over to his place. He never came over to my place. And I didn't tell my friends about him right away. Like, this was before I started having lunch with him, because we talked for a bit. And so when my friends had finally found out that this was the guy that I had a crush on and that I was dating, they were mind blown because I didn't think he was cool enough or whatever, like whatever that meant, they just were surprised. Yeah, I didn't kiss him. I didn't feel comfortable giving that away, as bad as that sounds, quote unquote, giving that away. I don't know. And there was a point where it was just like, I'm dating him just to date him. And it was just a lot of meaningless fluff. In hindsight, in that moment, it was just not caring what other people thought and just being caught up in being together and just like physically being with the other person. Not, we didn't get past kissing. He had his hand under my shirt. Couple times. That was First relationship at 14, I didn't let him do things, I guess. Reason he broke up, we broke up. I broke up with him. I felt like he was too immature. And that same friend, she was there for me, but like she was there for me right after the breakup, and I almost felt obligated to cry for her to show that the relationship meant something to me. I know that sounds harsh, but I mean, like, at that point, I didn't want to be with him any longer. And things just weren't working out between us. But she was very much fulfilling her role as a quote-unquote sister or whatever. It was just, at that time, I didn't know what to feel about her or about him. Like, yeah, she was all about the drama. But yeah, that was the very first relationship I had. I don't know how boring this is, but so yeah, my second high school relationship was a quote-unquote long-distance one because we went to different schools. I met him through a friend at church. Like, the church friend brought his friend, and I started dating his friend, that sort of thing. Again, we talked a lot online, and we would call each other for hours and talk about nothing. Yeah, the first moments of meeting him, he was kind of like the baller dude, very much into basketball and hip-hop, which I thought was cute. And yeah, my dad was not too impressed with him. I met up with him, or like we had a date, and I think he was about 2 hours late, and I was sitting at my dad's workplace just waiting for him, and my dad was not impressed at all. But still went out with him. Went to a lot of movies, and he was my first kiss. That was not pleasant. So there's this bookstore at the mall that we went to, and right by one of the entrances there's like a Starbucks in the bookstore. But I mean, like, our first kiss was between two bookshelves. Not like, it's like down the aisle, right? But it was right by the entrance, so it wasn't quiet at all. I mean, like, it was a pretty big mall, and it was just awkward as hell. I have no clue if that was his first kiss, but I mean, like, it certainly felt like it. Let's just say it was very wet. And yeah. And then after that, we just kept dating, and we would often go on double dates with his friend, who I found out way after the fact had liked me first, but didn't say anything about it. So yeah, we dated, and because we lived in different parts of the city, we would meet up on weekends and go to movies and also hang out with the church group together too. And like, after the church fellowship group, we'd go out to eat and whatnot. But yeah, I wouldn't say our conversations got super deep. It was kind of nice to have, it was kind of nice to have been dating someone from a different school, because during school, I could spend time with my friends, and they didn't have to, like, constantly bug me about him because they didn't know him. So, I mean, like, that part was nice, I guess. I only shared what I wanted to my girlfriends about this guy. And yeah, I don't think they actually met him, but there was about, like, towards the end, there's about, like, a good month where we hadn't seen each other. Like, there was more and more time between each time that we saw each other, and every time I would call him, he's like, oh, I have homework, or I have a test coming up, or just, he, like, increasingly made excuses, and so he broke up with me online. And he said one of his friends told him that if he started ignoring me, that I would stop liking him. Which is the dumbest thing ever. And so, like, at that point, I was just like, forget you. And I moved on. Yeah. It was a short one. I thought it would be longer. I have no clue where he's at right now. But, yeah. I'll talk to you later. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.